Exclusive, new migrant caravan scheduled to begin in Mexico this weekend. By Ildefonso Ortiz and Brandon Darby on July 20, 2024. Preparations are underway for a new migrant caravan to depart southern Mexico this weekend. While the caravan targets Mexico City, the ultimate goal of the migrants taking part is the U.S. border, where most are expected to ask for asylum or some other kind of protected status. Intelligence information provided to Breitbart Texas by high-level sources with Mexico's National Migration Institute, INM, revealed that the caravan is expected to start at 6 a.m. on Sunday on the banks of the Suchiate River in Chiapas. That river is Mexico's southern border with Guatemala. The number of migrants expected to take part remains unknown. However, it is estimated to be anywhere from several hundred to 1,500 or more. Other more migrants are expected to join the caravan along the route. It remains unclear if Mexican government agencies will provide police escorts as they have in the past. Breitbart Texas has reported that government officials previously provided marching migrants with places to stay, food, and beverages as they continue their journey. Mexican authorities still do not know the details of the caravan. However, it is expected to follow the patterns used by prior caravans. Hundreds of migrants march from the state of Chiapas in a northern direction, and after several days, they reach Mexico City. There, the caravans largely disband as migrants find various ways of reaching the border. The new caravan comes at a time when illegal immigration and the abuse of the asylum system remain one of the top issues in the current presidential campaign. Breitbart Texas reported that Mexico's government has recently cracked down on migrants making their way north as part of a deal with the Biden administration. As part of those crackdowns, INM officials have stepped up their efforts in apprehending and turning back migrants before they reach the U.S. border. However, despite the efforts, cartel-connected human smuggling organizations continue to profit from their trade.